Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. I am TJ Jackson, and with me I have my two brothers, Taj and Terrell.
What's going on?
How are you guys doing?
We're good. You introduced us together.
Yes.
A little different.
Yeah. That's all right. I'd like to keep you on your toes. We are live here on the Power of Love. So if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in our show, we will be opening up the phone lines where we will take some questions, some comments, and anything else I guess you want to share with us, as long as it's on topic. The phone number where you can call us is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. You can also always get us on Twitter. Taj looks a little busy, so I'm not going to ask him for the Twitter handle. I'll just share. Oh, Terrell, Do you want to say the Twitter handle?
Sure.
I saw a little movement there.
Taj is slipping. I'll fill right in.
What's the Twitter handle?
The Twitter is DDJ Foundation. The letters DDJ and then Foundation.
Reminder, we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it, and we've learned from it. And we would like to share our opinions and what we've learned in an attempt to help you overcome what you're going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not just rely on us. So let's start this show how we do every show. How was your guys' week?
My week was, I guess I go first.
How was your week, Terrell?
I had actually a very busy week. We'll start off. I called you on Sunday. Adrian had a soccer game.
Yeah.
His very first soccer game.
That was Saturday.
Oh, it was Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
You're right. It was Saturday. So I called you Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Had his very first soccer game. Bryce never played. I played when I was younger, but Bryce and Adrian hadn't played. And, you know, leading up to it, everyone was excited, happy. Adrian had a little, he was a little scared. You know, he's going through this thing where he's shy to play in front of the crowd. And I've told him, you know, he's played baseball and had no problems. However, whenever he plays up a level, like if teams higher than him are short, he'll play. They draft him up to play.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't like it.
So he likes to play at his age group.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if it's more of a thing where he's scared to play in front of a crowd or if it's a performance thing.
Yeah, he may not like he may feel like the tension's all on him. And even when he gets moved up, he's the new kid on the team, so he probably doesn't like that attention.
Yeah, it's strange. But anyways, I was filming a lot, and we were excited the day before we got cleats. He was doing great, warm-ups, everything. And when it came time to play, he wouldn't go in.
Yeah.
And that was very difficult for me because none of us have had that before.
I've seen it. My kids never did that, but I've seen it before. And like I said to you on Saturday, you just got to give it a couple of weeks. Maybe by week 3 or 4, he'll get in the game. And then I think by the end of the season, he's going to be a huge contributor to his young team.
Yeah, because he can hang with them.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is when I called you, you were actually at the park, and I didn't know this. You were at the park with their girls in Royal.
Yeah.
So a little bit later our game or a little bit earlier would have been maybe a different story, but we'll see each other out there.
Absolutely. I love soccer season. It's fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Taj Jackson, what do you got for us?
Gosh. Saw It, right?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I did. Well, you fell asleep.
It's so funny when you guys say, like, I saw It, and then, like,
the
I didn't like it.
I didn't like it at all.
You didn't like it?
No.
Did you stay up long enough to see it?
I stayed up for 96% of it, and then I was like, I try to stay up for the whole thing because now it's a pride thing to stay up. But I just didn't care. I thought it was, and I was expecting, everyone was saying it was going to be so good. You know, the build-up.
So that's their problem.
And you haven't seen the original, TJ?
I haven't seen the original.
Yeah. I hadn't seen the original either.
And the reviews were so good. And it was,
see, that's your problem.
Too much hype?
You went in there. Hype.
I'll tell you what, though. I did like the kids. The kids were great.
That's what
Tasha said. They saved the movie.
But they were 99% of it. the movie.
You know what it is, Todd? I didn't mind the kids. I didn't mind that. I just thought the scary factor of all of it was cheesy.
Okay.
It was.
All right. Well, it wasn't TJ didn't legit. Like it.
Yeah.
So that was my.
But Todd, go ahead.
Yeah, finish. Yeah, up, Todd. I'm sorry.
So I mean, yeah. So there's that, and then I posted a picture yesterday that I had worked on.
Yeah.
Which I was really proud of, and so a photo.
I like that. That was really Thank good.
You. Yeah. So, you know, about a week of working on it and stuff like
That's
that.
That's what you guys drove far out to.
About post 2.5 hours. Yeah.
I remember that day.
We drove on Uncle Michael's birthday actually, because I always try and do something special on his birthday. And so we decided to go to kind of like a dry lake bed on his birthday and take a photo. And so that's what we did. And that's the photo that
nice.
People cool. can see.
I actually haven't seen it yet, Taj. So I got to go check it out.
Thanks a lot for the support.
I'll check it out. I just haven't seen that one yet. So I apologize. I think you're funny. My week was
nobody asked.
Yeah, well, was the same. You know, the main thing I think that was the same thing as you said, Terrell, the soccer game.
The soccer.
It was the launch of the soccer season. My kids had been in school, so, I mean, just dealing with all the kids and all the ups and downs of parenting, that was my week. But I would like to go straight into our topic, because this is a topic that you thought of, Terrell, and I really like it. I think there's a lot of strength in it, and it's one we haven't touched. And to me, it, you know, I've been kind of posting things about the simple life, and I love the benefits of a simple life. And then on our trip to Holland.
Yes, that's where it all was.
You mentioned that this trip was to try to, go ahead, Terry, you express.
Well, we were, what was that, like 3 weeks ago now?
Yeah, I think two.
Two, 3 weeks ago, we went to Holland. And I was using that trip, you know, obviously I love to perform and everything, but it was a good time for me to break away from everything and kind of get a game plan to reorganize my whole life. And
which is
just
huge.
Be more yes. It's hard. Huge. It's hard because there's so much going on, and when you're in it, you can't do much.
Mm-hmm.
So being out of the country, it you know, I would have time to do what I needed to do and just slow things down and come up with the game plan. And I just wanted to simplify everything. And I kept saying, I want to simplify. And actually, while I was out there, it was brought to my attention that I should look up something called minimalism.
Hmm.
And
so someone recommended you look up minimalism.
Yeah, I don't want to say their names, but yes.
Okay.
And the there's a site called the what is it? Hold on, I'll get back to you on the site.
There's a site. You are live.
The minimalist. .com.
Okay.
That's the site.
Hold on. Are you going to get close to the mic, Taj?
Jeez, Taj.
I mean, what is this, man?
Only when I have something important.
Are you
to
professional
say.
Or what?
I'm You're sitting like 3 feet away. Of sound.
He wants to observe.
I apologize.
Wants to observe.
Go ahead and continue. Thank you. You make it much easier on the engineer's job.
So there's a site, theminimalist.com.
Okay.
And basically what it is decluttering your life, being simple. Getting rid of things, and that was one of the I wanted to do all these things. I just didn't know there was a term and a thing of, that you can actually go look up and follow. And there's actually on Netflix. I saw there's a documentary on.
Oh wow!
Now, some of the stuff they do is way extreme. Like okay. I can't go that far.
So you're not going to wear the same pair of underwear for 2 weeks?
No, it's not. Well, there's like there's some things like a jacket. Like you just need one jacket. Or you need to, you know, there's just certain things that are a little bit too far. I guess everything in moderation.
Okay.
But the idea of getting rid of things, there's so many things you can do to help you with that.
Okay.
You know, for instance, if you like something, you have something, but you don't really need to have it, take a picture of it.
Yeah.
And then you can move on from it, get rid of it or whatever. So there's a whole bunch of things that you can do. And I thought it would be a good topic for everyone, you know, because everybody, I'm sure, has clutter. Even today, while we were at the store today, Taj, this girl's moving, and she's telling me she's got 6 movers, and this is just for her bedroom.
Wow.
Jeez.
And it's a lot. And I know that since I've been moving stuff, I've gotten rid of so much stuff. And now that we're here, I'm going to mention to you guys, I got to get rid of a lot of stuff that you guys have that I'm sure you don't even want.
I still have
like
stuff?
VHS tapes and all kinds of stuff.
If it's any commercial stuff, you can go ahead and toss it.
And it's crazy because now it's like you don't even need CDs. I have so many CDs, but you don't even need those anymore.
Okay, so
and that's where, sorry, one more thing. Yeah. That's where the whole hard drive thing started for me too, simplifying. It's crazy.
Simplifying is cool. And what I would like to talk about, though, is, of course, I come in prepared. I'll get the topic and do some research on it. Unlike,
are we supposed to just go along with
my other co-host?
I think we're supposed to go along with that.
But I found a website that lists 21 benefits of owning less, and I thought it would be cool to share because we, before I explain it, I'd like to read the first two short paragraphs from it, and it says minimalist living is countercultural. It is contrary to every advertisement we have ever seen because we live in a society that prides itself on the accumulation of possessions, mm-hmm. which I thought was very powerful and strong. But there is more joy to be found owning less than can be found pursuing more. Consider just some of the benefits of living with fewer possessions. So before I go over those benefits, I have to say I completely agree. And it's like, obviously there's extremes, mm-hmm. but I think society... We always talk about the dangers of society, and I think sometimes society portrays it like the more you have, the better or happier you will be. And it's like, I kind of refer back to P. Diddy's song, More Money, More Problems. Because the more crap you have, the more things you got going on, the more management it takes, the more energy it takes to manage, and the more stress. So I think there's a huge benefit that doesn't get trumpeted enough in society of keeping things simple. And while you were on your trip, I was in a mental stage of really trying to grasp the simple life. So it's very similar, which mm-hmm. is cool. Mm-hmm. I think so let me say it this way for all our listeners. If you've made that change to simplify things or to be more minimalistic in how you're living, or if you've already done it in the past and you can report on how you feel, if things are simpler, if things are more difficult, don't see how that can be, but we want to hear from you.
And also,
yeah,
if you feel this is something you need to do.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times people have clutter everywhere and they put it off. And it just keeps building and building, and it's hard to get rid of things, and that's where you get into hoarding and things, but... If you feel like you're one of those people where you have, you know, too many things. Like, for instance, another thing is when you buy something new, you're supposed to get rid of something old.
Yeah.
You know? And it's funny because during this process, I realized a lot of faults that I had. I don't know if I should call them faults, but a lot of challenges that I had. And I just made a decision to just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Just let it go. And when you let go, you feel so much more freer.
Yeah.
You're not carrying all this weight on.
And you spent a lot of time just backing up storages. I saw just to make that one storage.
Honestly, that took a week of like nonstop moving files around. And it took a week for real.
But you feel better about it? Or?
I do, because now I'm more organized. I know I have all my stuff backed up. I got 2 8-terabyte drives. They're uh-huh. both the same though. But I just went ahead and did it. I just, you know, I didn't put it off. So now I got all these hard drives that I can do whatever I want with them. I probably won't use them, don't need them. But I have all my stuff in one area. It's less things to look at.
You know? I'm looking at Taj because
I've already heard all this.
That's I went through I'm Taj. Like. Taj helped me.
Yeah.
So what happened earlier today? Because before we got on the air, I think you said at the market or something.
Yeah.
What happened?
I mentioned it.
You already did?
Yeah, where
please follow.
She was moving. Yeah, come on.
Oh,
host.
That's what that story was.
Yeah. Okay, I have something to add to this, too, because I think the same time...
If you're going to add, can you get on the mic, please?
At the same time... This is better. Yes. I know everyone wants to hear me. That's why I'm doing it.
Excellent. So unprofessional.
I think that when... It's... With this topic, I think also it can lead to stress. Having too many things, you know, can lead to stress, basically, because you have to organize.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important thing, because stress is something that everyone deals with, and I think, Terrell, with what you're going through or whatever is that you want to be organized, and it's being unorganized stresses you out. See, I mm-hmm. have a little of that too, but I'm not as much. And
yeah. So, but to Terrell's defense and to my defense, when you start having kids, it gets even more difficult.
Oh, 100%.
It's like juggling.
Yeah.
It's just juggling a whole lot.
100%, and that's the thing. So for me. But see, I already know that I'm just not going to be able to maintain that. So for me, I don't know. I think also since I wear almost the same outfit every day, that's kind of part of minimalism.
Yeah, that's good. Wait, let's talk about that. Because really obviously one of your heroes is Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs wore the same thing every day.
There's a lot of geniuses that have worn the same outfit.
Give me another
one. Why are you putting yourself in that category?
I like that,
Let him aspire. Let him reach to be a genius. I'm okay with that. What I want to know is who else besides Steve
Uncle
Jobs?
Uncle Michael used to always wear pretty much the same outfit every day.
Black pants, penny loafers. I'm on that vibe. Just change the color of the button up.
It's so much easier because you don't have to guess what you're going to wear. Like, I think there's so much time put into, okay, I wore this yesterday. I can't wear this today. And we went to a school where it was dictated what you wore.
Yeah.
That helped a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it helped in some ways, but now I have no fashion sense, so it didn't help in that way. But I didn't have to worry about,
what am I going to wear?
Yeah, what am I going to wear because I wore this on Friday. And
you wore a uniform.
So I think it really does take one thing out of the equation.
So what are you wearing now? I see you're wearing your black.
I have about three different colors of sweats, black, gray, and I think another black one. And
are you wearing that?
And then a black shirt or a white shirt. That's depending on if it's supposed to be colorful or not.
Wow.
Because if I need color, then it's white.
White? What kind of white is...
Well, it's dark. And then a black or gray sweater.
By doing that, you also get more time, less stress.
I know I know I can get dressed in 10 minutes.
But you also look like you don't care.
I don't care.
So that doesn't qualify. Because here's where you go wrong.
Why should I care, though? That's the thing. Like, that's the whole point. Unless I go to a meeting. If I'm going to a meeting that I'm supposed to look dressed up, then
you still
does this carry on into other categories of your life?
I think that with life can be stressful enough. So what you wear shouldn't be one of the equations of it. You know, just kind of same thing with like what you drive shouldn't be one of the equations of. You know,
but I'm saying, do you hold on to other things? Like, do you have old cameras and old hard drives?
He's a hoarder.
I am a hoarder, but not as bad as I used to be in terms of that. Even with clothes, like I've gotten rid of some clothes, but then some of them are sentimental because, like, we wore that in a photo shoot or whatever, and they have like holes in them still now. And it's like, that's a Three Stooges shirt that I bought, and so it's still some of that stuff is still there. You know, and I know I can't
fit
into it. But
I think that's okay.
I go back and forth on that.
Some of it is cool.
It is cool.
You're
going to
wish
it depends what it is. It really does.
When I'm 85, I'm going to wish I had that.
No, but I think it's nice sometimes to give your kids stuff like that. Like, this is what dad wore.
I get for some things, but I feel like, you know.
That'd be cool to wear Pop. I mean, I don't know what Pop's shirt would look like, but like a shirt. Yeah,
hey. Like, you might get some vintage clothes in there, and people will be like, where'd you get that?
I guess. All right, let's talk about some of the 21 benefits of owning less. Number one, you spend less. So choosing to accumulate only the essential often results in financial freedom, which is a very strong point. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Any comments on that?
That's great. Anytime you can save money, it's great.
Yeah. Okay. Taj hit on number two, which was less stress. Mm-hmm. A minimalist home is significantly less stressful. Makes sense. Number three. Easier to clean. The fewer things in our home, the easier they are to clean.
Mm-hmm.
You guys agree?
100%.
Makes sense. Yeah. Number four, more freedom. The sense of freedom that comes from minimalism is truly refreshing. Do you feel any of that freedom, Cheryl?
100%.
So explain that. You just feel like you get more time in the day?
More space, more freedom. Yeah, it's just open. It's just like right now that the floors are being done in my house, and it's... I mean, it's night and day. It's just open space. There's no clutter. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
And I want to keep it, you know. Obviously, you can't keep it. Right now, there's just a piano in the middle, but you can't keep it like that. But I want to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Like, even in my car. Like, I get all my kids, like, we got to clean this up. We can't have this messy all the time.
Yeah. Taj, anything to add?
No. I mean, I had a question for Terrell in terms of... because Diana says on Twitter, like, she has a huge box of CDs, but she can't get rid of them.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, she says too many memories. So
of what CDs?
Old school CDs.
Yeah, old school CDs.
Like from her childhood.
I remember buying that.
I completely understand that, but this is what you do. You just take a picture. Just take a picture, because what's the memory of?
I'm going to tell you.
There's a lot of people that collect vinyl back in the day.
But the memory is in the music. It's in the music. And you don't need to keep the CDs to have the music. You know what's funny? Okay, so I can understand that. I have a lot of CDs still. and I'm going to get rid of them. However, there are some CDs you can't find on iTunes, Spotify, certain mixes, fine. You keep those. But there's so many CDs that I have that I'm going to get rid of because I have them in iTunes. Now, the funny thing is while I was doing all that hard drive moving and space and this and that, mm-hmm. I noticed my iTunes library is huge, okay? It's almost at the point you don't even need to keep your iTunes library mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. you can stream everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
So you save space on your hard drive. So it's like you're just carrying extra weight, and that's more time to carry. Like, let's say you move. Now you got to put all those CDs in a box. Mm-hmm. Now you got to – that's an extra trip to move. Then you got to find a place to store it.
But you're looking at music only as to hear it. Some people are looking at it as something like a collectible.
But this is what you do. You take a picture of every single page of the ones that you need. No. Why not?
I don't agree.
You can go on the internet and see them. What do you want to see?
This is what I would say. I say you import all your CDs because you never know. One day you may want to make a video, a collage of your wedding anniversary, and there's a song, and now you have to repurchase it, right? So then that would get annoying because you own the CD. So you import all the CDs, you back up those files, and then you save probably your favorite 10
You save
10
memorable.
To 15.
Yeah. You have to save all.
Now, someone like me who I had thousands of CDs, I literally just got rid of 950 of them.
Yeah.
But I imported them all. And it took a long time.
So you could even make money off of
making
them?
The cut.
If I could if it really had significant value. So a lot of them didn't. Like I kept each of a family member's CD.
So you mean memory wise, like
correct.
When you say value, you mean like it had to like trigger something.
It had to trigger something. Yeah, okay. My first CD that I played a lot in my car.
Here's the other thing. If there's a CD you want, don't you really feel honestly in today's world that you can get it?
Yeah, but why?
But you're looking
if
at
you
really,
if you throw it away. It's like music equipment. I used to hang on to music equipment, but why? Just get rid of it, and if I really want to, I can find it again.
Well,
guaranteed.
I think CDs are a small enough thing where you can keep 10 to 15, and it's not going to... You've put in a shoebox and call it a day. Especially if CDs are something that was a big part of your life.
That's fine.
For us kids that were growing up in the 90s, CDs were huge. That's what cell phones were. So I get that. I think it does come to... Even old clothes, though. I was going through Royal's boxes of all his clothes. So I was trying to save everything. I got rid of a lot of them and just saved the ones that either he took on important days or ones that took me back to important days. And I'm calling it a day.
And another thing that's great about that is you can give, to people in need.
That's exactly what I did, though.
You know,
that's what I did with his clothes.
It's like with what I did upstairs, so many toys, Bryce and Adrian. So I gave them each a big box. Mm-hmm. I said, fill it up with the ones you want.
Yeah.
And then this third box, we're filling it up with stuff we're going to give to other
kids. Absolutely.
And then I also told them, you fill for every box you fill up that we're going to get rid of, we're going to go to the toy store and I'll get you a new toy.
Well, there you go. That's a great
strategy. So they were filling that sucker
to
up.
To encourage minimalism and to reward your kids for giving back. So that's great.
Yep.
Cool. All right. So number five, good for the environment. Mm. You want to guess how it's good for the environment, Taj?
No.
Daryl?
How's good?
Being a minimalist, how it's good for the environment?
Well... You would save on product, on stuff, yes.
The less we consume, the less damage we do to the environment.
Hmm.
Okay. You would be, number six, be more productive. Our possessions consume our time more than we realize. Understand, right? Seven, example for my kids. These are valuable life lessons they will never learn in the media. Don't really understand that one, do you guys?
Yes. Say it one more time. These are valuable lessons.
Example for my kids. These are valuable life lessons they will never learn in the media. I guess it's basically what we started off by saying. Our culture.
Don't hold on to things.
Because
you
everything.
Don't need.
I think it's our culture encourages to buy.
Yeah, everything's buy.
The more stuff we have, the better off we are. And by simplifying your life, you're teaching your kids that it's happiness isn't in material things.
But it's
every
company's always selling something to you. So it's like, buy the new this, buy the new that, buy this, buy that, buy. And a lot of times you don't need to buy because what you already have is fine.
And I think that's the thing for me. Like, I've gotten really good and a lot better because one of my favorite companies just released a phone yesterday.
Touch. You could say it. The company.
I know. What are you doing? Apple.
They're not a sponsor. So I'm kidding. But yeah, so Apple just really, because I don't want to seem like I'm promoting Apple.
You're not promoting, don't worry.
I don't want to be an Apple fanboy, even though I am an Apple fanboy. And the old me, probably about 5-6 years ago, would always want the newest iPhone.
Yeah.
And I've been very good at being very disciplined, I think, you know, in terms of, you know, justifying it or not.
Well, so I don't know how much credit I'm going to give you. I'm going to give the credit to the fact that they're not really being as innovative.
Oh, this is innovative. This new
this
one.
This one's pretty good.
Yeah, this one is pretty good. Yeah.
All right, so I'll take that.
Aren't you supposed to watch the keynote?
I told you I watched half of it.
Okay.
Actually, you know, that's another thing. I thought about you because back in the day, I wouldn't watch keynotes. I just watched the highlights. And you would watch keynotes.
Presentation.
And then this time, it's like, I asked him, he goes, I know you can watch it. I didn't see it, but yeah. I know you can.
You
and here I am wanting to watch every minute.
You don't watch
that's part of the temptation factor.
Yeah,
I told you.
You don't want to like it.
Yeah, because I get, it's like you get all excited. And so that's why I don't
watch it. I'm not just seeing it for the product release aspect. I like the how they present it.
Yeah, no, it's genius how they do it. So.
Oh, well, you know, because I've been ignoring phones. I'm going to slowly start opening. I'm sorry. Well, it's because I want to get all these in, and we're doing good.
All right,
on
what
time.
Number are we on real quick?
So, what number? We're on number 7, so we have number 8 to go. There's 21. But I'm going to say the phone number again in case you want to call, because I'll start answering, I promise. 323-203-0815 is the number if you want to call and chime in. If you want to talk about your personal experiences, simplifying your life, being a minimalist. Not an easy word to say.
Yeah, it is.
But
it's difficult.
Your experiences, whether it's something you've always wanted to do, if you don't know what you should be down, you know, simplifying, call us and let's talk it over. Okay. You good? You
yeah.
Have another question?
There's a Twitter thing.
A lot
let's
of Twitter.
It.
I like
is
it.
Is it? I think it's Dineka or D-I-N-E-K-E?
Dineka.
Sure? Okay.
No.
She says, I recently moved and gave more than 50% of my stuff away to charity. It made it easier to get rid of.
That's amazing.
See?
Even furniture. So
yep.
Amazing.
So Goodwill, like we do that too. Like, you
that's
know,
great.
It does make it easier because you feel like it's going to something, you know.
It fulfills you too. You feel good about
mm-hmm.
it. And even stuff I've given away, you know, old cleats or stuff. A lot of times the recipient is wearing them proud, you know?
Yeah.
So it's really cool, and it's one of those things where if you didn't get it, you would think, you know, you think there's a lot of value in just holding it, but at the same time, when you give it away,
it's even more valuable. Yeah, because those other people are going to really appreciate it a lot more.
All right, so number 8, support other causes. Money is only as valuable as what we choose to spend it on. You guys get that?
Money's only as valuable as what we choose.
I'm guessing it's basically saying instead of buying things, support charity.
Oh.
With that, money's only as valuable as what we choose to spend it on. That's what I'm thinking that support other causes means.
Okay.
Moving on, number 9, own higher quality things. More is not better. Better is better.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm down with that one.
So talk to each other.
Because a lot of times you try to save, cutting corners,
mm-hmm.
and you end up, like, for instance, iPhone chargers. Like, if you get the third-party ones, sometimes you can get them for, like, cheap.
Yeah.
But they're always breaking. So if you get that good cable one time, they're still going to break. It's just going to last you longer.
I go back and forth with this one. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that wants to get, you know, I'm not going to have five tools when one can do. I'm not that
yes.
guy. But I am one of those guys that if there's two identical products, I don't need the name brand.
No. I'm not saying you have to get the name brand.
Uh-huh.
But there's something called quality.
Okay.
So a lot of the times you have to pay for quality. There's a reason why it costs. Not always. But there's a reason why things cost more than others.
Yeah.
And if it's going to be something that's going to last longer, then get the thing that's going to last longer.
Okay. Tosh?
I agree with that because I think that. Sometimes there's a lot of knockoffs, and people see the cheaper price and they go for that. But then at the end of the day, it ends up breaking, and then you almost
end up spending the same amount.
Yeah.
And with the headaches of having to reorder it and all that, you don't have time for that.
So we are talking about life as a minimalist and the 21 benefits of owning less. We've talked about how it's less stress in your life, which is something in today's world, in all worlds, I think people will always want less stress. More freedom is one of the benefits. Mm-hmm. You become an example that just because you become an example that you don't need so many items to make your life fulfilled, that possessions doesn't equal happiness. With that said, I'm going to take our first phone call before we go into the second half.
All right.
Hello? Who do we have on the line with us?
Yeah, hello, guys. It's Joya calling you from France.
How are you?
I'm okay. And you guys?
We are doing well.
We're good.
We are doing well. What do you have for us, Joya?
Yeah, I was listening to the topic, and I wanted to say that I'm like you. You know, I like the simple life. Yeah. But I really think that there's no need to collect or to store millions of things. But I have to say that I'm still attached to some material things, especially the things that reminds me an important period of my life or someone that's important to me. Mm-hmm. For example, I couldn't get rid of the autograph I've got from you, for example.
Oh. Taj, what's your response to that?
No, I mean, if you look at my closet is filled with stuff that, you know, because my wife is always trying to get rid of stuff of mine because mm-hmm. she just sees it. And I have a story for it. And if I don't have a story, then it goes. And when I say story, I mean something that is important to me, a memory, in terms of this is what.
But what happens when you have too many stories?
I have good memories. Then.
So to you, as long as you can have a good memory of it, it's worth keeping, no matter how. There's no number.
There's no, I mean, once it starts consuming your life where you don't have any space to sleep, then that's different. But if you have the space for it, yeah, 100%. Yeah, because from the Twitter stuff that I'm reading, everyone's arguing with us about, like, they don't want to give up their CDs or vinyls. Like, everyone's like, those are memories that I have, you know.
I get it.
Yeah. I understand that. I understand. You don't have to get rid of everything that you're attached to, you know. But what you do have to do is reevaluate it and figure out what you can and can't get rid of.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of things that we think that we have to keep, but if you have a photo of it, then that'll probably do the job. And then you also have to ask yourself, when was the last time I used this thing?
That's the question.
You know, because I have so many things in my house where it was like, when was the last time you used this?
I think it's two different things. If it's an old phone or old remote control that you're not using, get rid of it. But if it's a memory or recollect that is going to provide value to you if you ever want to open up a box, keep it. Right.
Yeah. And then here's the other challenge. It's like sometimes it's hard to get rid of things when you know how much you paid for it.
Yes.
Even though you may
not. I don't.
I'm sure I'm not alone on this, but it's hard. It's hard to get rid of something.
Like the more you spend, the more you're going to hold on to it.
Yeah. It's like, well, I can't get rid of this. This cost me so much. But there's no.
I don't have that.
There's no value in it anymore. But you know, you spent the money on it, so you want to keep it.
Toria, besides collection stuff, are you pretty good of getting rid of stuff, or do you try to keep everything?
It's hard for me to get rid of things because even when I buy something new, I can't get rid of the old one. So it's very hard for me, but I know I have to because there's millions of things in my house and I have to get rid of things.
I wanted to
ask you to Terrell a question, you know, could you, get rid of the Michael Jackson hat and just take a picture of it?
No. See, you don't have to get rid of those things. Those things you don't have to get rid of. You know, if it means something to you, if it's valuable to you, definitely don't get rid of it. I would never tell you to do that.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is there's things that you have. I don't know what it is, but there's things that you have that you could probably let go of, you know? And for me, it's hard for me to get rid of things. I'll figure, hey, I should hang on to this because maybe I'll need it later. But my thing is if I really need it, then I can get another later. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's that bad.
Yeah.
Plus, like if I need new shoes, I'll go out and I'll buy some new shoes, but I'll never throw away my old ones because I'll say, hey, if it's raining outside, I'll use my old ones instead of my new ones. But that's the wrong thinking.
Yeah. I hear you, Terry.
Get rid of the old ones because now your closet's just getting filled with junk. So get rid of the old ones.
It's hard.
The reason I got new ones is to feel good and have new shoes. So enjoy them. And then another crazy, I don't know, I'm going crazy. But then another thing that I do, when I get my new shoes, I don't wear my new shoes because I'm wearing my old ones because I don't want to ruin my new shoes.
Yeah.
So get rid of the old ones, wear the new ones, let those get old and keep the cycle going. It's life.
All right.
Get rid of things.
Yeah, I agree.
Trust me, if you get rid of things, you're going to feel so much better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You really, really are.
Toria, thank you so much for the phone call. And thanks for always
supporting You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Just quickly, I just wanted to commend you guys because, you know, this week, each one of you, you proved us in your own way that with motivation and hard work, you can achieve anything. Wow. TJ with your fitness and your hard work program.
Yeah.
Terrell taking his challenge and releasing a new song in 4 days.
Yeah.
And Taj with his amazing shooting photos. You're setting real examples for all of us. So I just wanted to thank you.
That was very sweet, Toria. Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
It means a lot. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So maybe without knowing it, you're teaching us great life lessons, you know?
Wow. That's cool.
And we are very proud of you.
That means a lot to us, Toria.
So thank you so much.
You have a good one.
You're welcome.
All right.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? Because I guess my CD collections that a lot of listeners are tweeting about, one of those versions for me was baseball cards, and I have probably 15 boxes of baseball cards, and I don't know what to do with them.
But that's collectibles. That's different to me.
I don't even know what to do with them. It's like I spent so much time, money, and effort to collect every single baseball card for over a decade.
I have a very important question.
Yes.
You don't want to sell them because of the memories of collecting them?
No.
Or, so if someone said, hey, I'll give you X amount for that whole thing, it'd be gone.
Where's your truck?
Why don't you take it to a baseball?
They're not worth anything.
Really?
So now it's one of those things where it's like, do you hold it for it to come back around?
Yeah,
that's
gotta
be worth something.
No, they're not.
How?
They're like worth not even
they
worth gotta the
be worth something.
Really?
You know what?
Did you take the multiple places real quick?
No, Taj, I've looked online. I've asked people. Yeah, they're
okay.
So now I have like literally 15 to 20 big boxes of cards that was a lot of money, a lot of time, mm-hmm. and was my biggest hobby as a kid. And I don't even know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But, 5 years ago, I read a great article on how one guy was in my situation. And you know what he did, which was really smart? He sold all of his cards and bought one really expensive card.
Hmm.
So he bought like one card. So he got rid of all that clutter.
Yeah.
And he still bought one card. So he still had a connection to collect these cards.
I wanted to sell that one card. He probably could get them all back.
And he said the same thing. I'm over collecting cards. It's not really a hobby thing. It was something that was big in my childhood.
Yeah.
But now,
things change. Technology changes. Times change.
So that's another option. Like for all you CD collectors who love it, you can import your CDs, sell them. I don't know if they're worth anything, but maybe get rid of them. They're not, right, Taj?
Nope.
You got to move with technology.
I mean, they're
gotta
not
move with the times.
They're money-wise, they're not worth. Memory-wise, they might be, but money-wise, no.
So scratch my advice. But there's other things. Maybe it's clothes. Vintage clothes, and then just buy one great vintage outfit that means that's really cool to you.
Are vinyl? I mean, this is a question for the listeners. Are vinyls worth anything, then?
Yeah.
Vinyls
are
back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that might be, if you have a vinyl collection, that...
You don't have to throw away things. It's not like if it
it's
means
just,
something
you have to
you.
Have a threshold.
Yeah, have a threshold. Like TJ, you've moved I don't know how many times.
Yeah.
And each move, you even said it, you're storing a lot of junk.
It's a joke.
You're storing junk.
What I spend in storage isn't even worth what I'm storing.
Yeah, what you want to avoid. You could put a TV in storage. And by the time you pull that TV out, you won't even use it because it'll be old technology.
I've had a couple of garage sales because I wanted to try them.
When
yeah,
you, when,
many,
how
many
you
years
not
ago.
Let me know? I'll get. I want a discount.
No, I mean, first of all, it's not like you make money. I mean,
yeah,
you can make money, but it's. I'm
you're not
it's
doing not, it for the money.
You're not doing it for the money. I did it for two huge benefits. Number one, you see a lot of families that are mm-hmm. so excited mm-hmm. to get your stuff that you're not even using or caring about. That's number one. And then number two, you come off feeling like you just a weight was lifted off your shoulder.
Exactly.
Like you just lost a lot of weight or you just feel lighter.
Yeah.
And I didn't even mention the financial aspect of whatever you're going to make or, accumulate from selling things. Those two alone are worth why are reasons why I'm for giving and getting rid of stuff. Because you those two benefits, it's weird. It's something that you just feel good about. It's interesting. It's really interesting. All right, let me go back to our list because we're slowly running out of time. We got up to 10. We got to 9, actually. So number 10 is less work for someone else. Create a less stressful life today and lessen the burden on someone else, too. I think this is a huge one because I'm actually in a mindset of what am I leaving for my kids, and I don't want to bog them down whenever that day is I'm not here. Mm. I hate the idea of if I pass, my kids are going to waste a year of their life trying to figure out what they're supposed to keep, what where this goes, where that goes. I think having a simple plan, a couple of containers or whatever you have, and move on. So what I've done is, I think I've even said this in a prior show, is I've gotten bins for each kid and started to store things of theirs in each one so that it's so much better. Instead of having one bin of all stuff and or storage facility, I've already started, and it's taken so much time, but it's worth it, where it's just separate.
Yeah.
And I think that's huge.
We kind of had that, though, with the trunk.
We had one trunk.
Yeah.
No, we didn't.
Taj, if you went to Pops' storage right now, what...
Well, that was it, but for the childhood, for the kid stuff,
that was
one trunk. Yeah, that was separated. The trunk was.
Yeah, it was like from birth to 3 years old, right?
Yeah. 3, 4, yeah.
But I just think it's huge, and I think it's a good thing for us in our age, 30s and 40s and 50-year-olds, and even 60s. You got to start thinking that way because we don't want to bog down whoever's behind us, right?
Very true.
Okay. Number 11, be happier. Owning fewer possessions makes you happier. I actually believe that.
It is. It's less to deal with, less stress.
Number 12, and then I'll answer a phone because they've been ringing, is do work you love. Own less stuff, choose work you love. I'm going to answer this phone call, and then we could talk about that. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Alicia. How are you?
Good, Alicia. How are you doing?
Come
on. I'm good. I'm calling because I was actually just talking about this with somebody else earlier, how, you know, we keep a lot of things and become pack rats and stuff, and I'm definitely one of those people. But I have been trying to figure out, I have a lot of books, so I've been recently looking into book donations, and also as far as, you know, like music with the vinyls and the CDs, I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, convince them and import them so that I don't lose the music, so that I can, you know, keep them but not have to go through one of the services like iTunes or whatever and rebuy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what I'm, you know, attempting to do
with
the things that I want to keep.
My advice is for the CDs, get to importing them ASAP because as computers evolve, CDs become less and less in existence, which is going to make it harder for you to accomplish your goal of getting the files off your CD.
Right.
So I would do that as soon as you can. And any CDs, physical CDs that aren't really having a physical connection to you, I would get rid of them. I don't know how much you're going to get from them, but I would get rid of them. Now,
and sometimes, real quick, it's not even about the money. You're going to feel so much better just getting it out of your whole world.
That's if it's in your way.
If you don't like them.
Yeah.
No, that's definitely why I am trying to do that because, like you just said, it does take up room. And every time, you know, I try to move, I haven't moved that much in my life, but I do know that I could use the extra space. And the same goes for my books.
I'm going to tell you right now. It's getting rid of those CDs, you are going to feel better. The simple fact that you said you can use more space, you will feel better. Now, the books, I have a similar thing. I have books and CDs and baseball cards are where I can get into the thousands. So what I've been doing is I've separated books that I've always wanted. Because in my mind, I feel like I'm going to read every book I've ever bought. It probably won't happen. Let's be real about it. But any books that I really still want to read, I held on to. And any books was like, nah, I'm not going to have time, I've got rid of. I gave them to libraries. I went to Salvation Army. And I get rid of them. And I feel so much better. But before I get rid of all any book, I type it out on a file, on a Word document. And so I know I at one point I did own it and I had a reason for it. Because I've been slowly making the transition to the Kindle and e-readers. Yes. And I love it. Because now my backpack is lighter. I have one Kindle that has all, like, you know, a lot of my books. And it's great. It's like an iPod. And I strongly recommend. I know people feel that the tangible book and the physical book, there's nothing like it. But there's also a lot of benefits from an e-reader, that such as note-taking and quick looking up vocabs and storing. So I would recommend Kindles for you, too. A Kindle for you.
100% on the Kindles. There's nothing like, in my mind, there's nothing like walking around with 1,000 books, you know, and not really having to carry the weight of 1,000 books.
Alicia, do you need books to answer that phone? I hope someone's not reaching for it.
Yeah, I'll wait till I get off the phone with you and call them back, whoever it is. Okay.
Yeah, so that's our advice, though, Alicia, is to simplify it. You'll feel better. You know, and any ones that are really strong, you're strongly connected to, save those. But if you're not, get rid of it.
Get rid of the books. Okay. Take a picture of the books. If you want the book, the physical, you can always go get the book again.
Yeah.
But it's not worth carrying all that weight. Yep. I mean, books are heavy, too. You got to put them in a box and lift them. Those are the worst to carry and to move around.
So thank you for your call, Alicia.
Thank you.
And get all back to your phone call. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. Right. So
books are a big one.
Books are,
because those
one
things take up.
And they're heavy.
I mean, they're heavy.
And at my place in Corona, I built I think I even
you remember those bookshelves?
Yeah, I built the bookshelf.
Oh, you built another one? But well, remember those big oak ones we used to have?
Yes. Got those rid of that filled too.
But see, the thing, like, I have a lot of music books.
Get rid of
like
them.
Where, you know, what is it called? Notations?
Tutorials?
No, not tutorials. Just like, you know.
Sheet music?
Sheet music. Thank you, Tosh.
You're welcome.
Had so many books. I knew you were here for some reason. I had so many books of those. But why? I have the internet now.
Yeah, you don't need those.
I don't need it. Get
you
rid
got
of
YouTube
it
now. Okay, so number 13, freedom from the comparison game. Our culture begs us to own more. I love this one, too. I think this is the same one we've been saying, is that for some reason our society conditions us that the more possessions we have, the better off we are and the happier we are. Not true. Number 14, time for things that matters most. The more stuff you own, the more your stuff owns you.
Yep.
Yeah, guys agree?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 15. I got to go through these because we're short on time. Sorry. Okay. Unless you guys have something to say. 15, visually appealing. Make your home more appealing.
100%. Because that's what I was about to say. If you have piles in your room or in your house somewhere, you got to start getting rid of stuff, because you shouldn't have piles. You should have places that you can put that on the shelf. And maybe what's on the shelf now is junk.
Okay. And it looks better.
People so much like better. And you know what? It's not even cluttered in the space. It's cluttered in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Very good. Number 17, less places for your heart. Invest your heart into meaningful things. Not sure what that one means. Do you guys want to take a guess?
One more time? Invest.
Less places for your heart.
Less places for your heart.
Yeah.
I think what it means is whatever you're keeping has meaning. If you're buying and having a whole bunch of stuff, then not all of it is going to be that special to you. So you have a couple of select things. Those are really, it's like the CDs.
Okay.
Keep the ones that really mean something to you.
Okay. So it makes it easier for your heart to be into things when there's not so many things.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 18, more opportunity for rest. Take a deep breath.
Mm.
You like that one, Jay?
Yes, I do.
You want to comment
this
real quick?
Great.
It's just wonderful.
It's just you have more time, you have more space, you have
this
more.
This guy is like a commercial
yes,
for middle.
You need this. Yes. You need, you know, the world needs this. You need this.
Okay. 19, find things easier for most. Oh, no. Find things easier. Own less clutter, find stuff quicker. That makes
100%.
Sense. You find stuff 100%. A lot quicker when you don't own so much. Makes sense. Number 20, live in a smaller space. For most families, a house is the costliest investment they'll ever make. So by owning less, you can get away with less home, I guess. That's
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And last but not least, with a minute to spare on the show, we have number 21, display what you value most. Communicate what is most important. Again, we're always telling you to keep what you love and what means the most to you. But if you keep a lot of things, then it gets kind of confusing what you value the most. Mm-hmm. So you know, value that one thing that all the things that you're willing to keep or that's made the cut, it obviously means it means something to you. So that's what you're displaying.
I'm going to leave with a quote.
Yes.
Francine J.
Wait, who's the quote?
Francine J.
Okay. Not my wife, right?
No.
Okay.
What's the quote? My goal is no longer to get more done, but rather to have less to do.
My goal is no longer to get things done, but have...
I'll say it again.
Yes, please.
My goal is no longer to get more done, but rather to have less to do.
I love it. Thank you, Francine.
Yeah.
And thank you, Terrell, for sharing Francine's quote.
Yeah.
So today's show was basically the benefits of being a minimalist and living the simple life, trying to live as a minimalist
these words,
would do.
I know.
It's so beneficial not only for your stress, for your financial health, for your physical and emotional health. And think of it this way. The more stuff you get rid of, the more room you have to work out. So it's good for your fitness.
It's good for your mind. It really is.
But all jokes aside, live simpler. We all can use less clutter. It'll free up our mind and contribute to a better, healthier
life.
Some
loss is good. Some loss is good.
So that's it. We're going to wrap up because we're already a little over time. But thanks, guys. That was fun.
Yeah, it
we
was.
Did. We
yeah.
went over 21 Very good. Great benefits.
So let's each get rid of 30 things by next show.
I'm down. I'm always down. That was today's show. Wednesdays 1 to 2. We'll see you guys next Wednesday. And thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
See you next Wednesday.
Adios.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.